It's October. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of Wild Boulder County.
We're sitting beside Highway 128 at the point where it crosses Coal Creek, and we're marveling at the power of the water that crashed through here during the flood.
Isn't that amazing? Those pieces of concrete must weigh several thousand pounds, and they've actually been washed down from somewhere upstream. About a third of the trees along Coal Creek here have been uprooted and overturned. And the sand here, this looks like a beach in Cancun, and there's so much sand. There was no sand in this stream bed before the flood. I was out here 2 weeks before the flood. When we look at this, we tend to think of it as devastation, but it's actually also rejuvenation and renewal. These plains riparian ecosystems need periodic flooding to revitalize them. And what the flooding does is it takes out a lot of dying trees. It clears out area for the prairie grasses to come back in and dominate as they should. But it also helps the cottonwoods to regenerate, because cottonwoods need bare, mineral-rich soil for their seeds to grow. And all this sand and gravel that's been deposited here, this bare soil, is going to be a cottonwood seedbed in the future. So our plain streams need periodic flooding to stay healthy. It's just unfortunate that we've built so many of our towns and so many of our houses in these floodplains, and so many people were affected by this recent flood.
We're also speculating about how the flood affected wildlife. Most birds could fly out of the path of the flood, and most mammals sought higher ground. But about 24 small mammals and birds were brought to the Greenwood Wildlife Rehab. Mostly they were baby squirrels that were washed away from their nests. The Colorado Reptile Humane Society received a report of 10 tiger salamanders in just one window well.
Two of the most puzzling reports were of rattlesnakes swimming around in the El Dorado Springs sewage treatment plant. Clearly, they'd been washed out of their hibernacula. They hibernate underground. And one resident of El Dorado Springs actually had a mink in her kitchen, and mink burrow close to streams.
Some prairie dogs were able to survive the flood by moving into higher areas of their burrows, but at least some drowned.
And of course, fish are all very much affected by these events. People ask about wildlife in general. We were just astonished to see all the butterflies and moths that were out flying just as the rains were subsiding, right at the height of the flood. Butterflies can get through rainstorms just fine just by being on the underside of a leaf. Moths go into crevices. Since the flood has subsided, there are more mosquitoes. I was out at Sawhill Ponds last week, and the chickadees were just out there gorging on the mosquitoes.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of The Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County.